Hi everyone. Today it's Friday, July 6th. It's just past 7 o'clock in the morning. This is recording number 4 of the audio journal from Voyagers Under Sail. We've been in France already for, I can say, 3 days. We arrived Tuesday night, late at night. We spent the last few days in my sister-in-law house, packaging again and making sure everything fits in the bags. Just 2 hours before our flight, 3 hours before our flight. We are tracking to move things around in the bags so they don't go over the weight limit. And Claudia drove us to the airport. She gave us a big hug, and then me, Tia and David went through the security gates. It's lovely to be with the children. They're starting to get along with each other. They definitely spend a lot of time playing with each other, which is absolutely great, because otherwise they wouldn't spend time together. And we are here at the boat in France. We already spent 2 days working. This is day number 3 on the work that needs to be done. Spent the first day fitting the solar panels into place. Also, the connector at the bottom of the mast, at the mast foot, the connector for the electricals, that had to be changed. So that's changed and in place, and that's fine. And a few minor jobs. Then I spent yesterday most of the day trying to run the cables from the solar panels down below to the charger. That was a hard one. Also, today I'm planning to run the cable for the Iridium Go and for the AIS antenna, you know, VHF AIS antenna. And so on. It's gonna be 30 days of these kind of jobs. Now electronics, later more maintenance, and towards the end it's gonna be more cosmetic jobs and provisioning and organizing our stuff. I'm still waiting on the big pallet, the almost 300 kilograms pallet that is supposed to come from France. It's on its way. Hopefully it's going to arrive today, because if it's not arriving today, Friday, it's going to only be on Monday next week, so I'd rather have it today. And so far I had a little bit of a panic, because I thought one of the parcel is missing for an order that I ordered in UK. In the end I realized it was just confusion. That parcel has not been sent yet by the shop. I called them yesterday, so it's on the way. If I sound a little bit not so optimistic, let's say, it's just because it's quite early in the morning and I'm not used to record in the middle of other people. So until now I used to record in the car, so I kind of felt comfortable. Now I'm recording in the cockpit, children are still sleeping, so I don't want to be jumping all over while I'm recording this. It's really, really hot during the day. Actually, yesterday I was dripping sweat from all over my body. Not a nice sight. Dora told me, "Daddy, you stink, go and take a shower." It gets cooler through the night, of course. So the best time to work, it's late at night, early in the morning. After 10 o'clock until, let's say, 7 o'clock, it's getting harder and harder to work. But at least we have good daylight, there is no rain, so it's dry. So that's it for the moment. Another cool thing, me and the children, Tia and David, we are trying to live on €150 a week, €150. So Tia is in charge of doing the provisioning and cooking for all three of us. I don't have any input or help into that. So she has the money, she goes to the shop, she buys whatever she thinks is appropriate, she cooks it, she puts the food in front of us, she cleans the dishes. And so far she's been actually great, absolutely great. She might not be able to be in the budget by the end of the week, but even so, she won't be out of budget for more than maybe 20 euros or so. And I think it's great. It's a great exercise for her to become responsible and to look after things. And it's an absolutely amazing help for me because I don't have to worry about cooking and cleaning the dishes. I just stop from work. I sit down, I have my meal, and then I get back to work without having to worry about this side of the business, which is absolutely great. And David is helping me with little jobs, like, you know, pushing a cable, pulling a rope, moving stuff around. He will get into more complicated jobs maybe next week. So that's for now. You'll hear from me again in a couple of days. Goodbye.